You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Yannick Bolasie to score and Crystal Palace to win is 6-1. Sadio Mane to score and Southampton to win in the betting at 7-1. Southampton, Derek, got a really good record in this fixture. They've won 9 and drawn 4 of their last 13 meetings with Palace.
Jeez, that is an interesting one.
Yeah, however, recent form's not particularly good for Southampton. Won at Sunderland, but then beaten by Stoke and Man City. And despite dominating against Villa at home, if you can't beat Villa at home, Derek, you're in trouble this season.
Yeah, and 15-8 has given nothing away, is it? You know my thoughts about Palace. I'd rather back them away from home than at home. I have to say, I was very disappointed with them against Everton on Monday night. Got a 1-1 draw, which looks great, but I thought they were second best throughout the game. One interesting point, I thought, was late on when Bolasie played the lone striker, didn't he? So when you mentioned that enhanced odds, Palace to win and Bolasie to score, that could well, you know, that's shaping up like a decent bet. Tough one to call here. I can't be with Southampton, as you say. If they're struggling to beat Villa at home, why would they beat Palace away? The draw's tempting me. I'm going to go for the draw here. Had I not watched Palace against Everton on Monday, I'd have gone for them. But they just weren't right. They weren't right, Palace, the other night. I'm going to go for the draw.
11-5, the draw for Derek.
We talked about this the other week, how kind of reminiscent this little run they're on, what is of last season. And it's similar kind of, it started on, they were going great guns, remember? They'd beaten Sunderland 8-0, and only lost to Tottenham pretty much since the start. I think they lost Liverpool and Tottenham from the start of the season right through to mid to late November. And they drew with Villa, and then they went on this 5-match losing streak, which took them right up until just before Christmas. They lost to Sheffield United in the League Cup, remember, in the latter stages of that. But then they went on to another really good run, right? Took them right through till the end of January. Seems like they're on that again, doesn't it, the way they're losing games? But the away form's not bad. Lost to City 3-1, no shame in that. But that's the only game they've lost in recent times. And they were scoring goals at Chelsea. Beat Chelsea 3-1, remember, in October. Drew with Liverpool. Went to Sunderland and won. So I kind of want to give them another chance, but this form is worrying me a little bit. It's like when they're in a rut, they can't get out of it. And that rut now sees them, having lost 3 and drawn 1, including that 6-1 drubbing by Liverpool. I'm not going to go for the outrights, to be fair. I can't trust either, because Palace's home form, the 5-1 against Newcastle, is brilliant. But, lost to Sunderland and lost to West Ham, drew with Man United. So I'm going to go for a goal scorer, and I'm going to give that man Mane another try. 14-5 is a big price for me. I think he's obviously a quality player. Had chances last week. He was my nap, but it didn't work out. But he scored goals away from home. We know that. He scored at Chelsea. He scored in two of the six at Milton Keynes. Scored one against Liverpool and got sent off, of course. So, I'll give him another chance. I think it's a big price for a player of his quality who can score from nothing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.